What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. So if you're looking for book smarts, this ain't the place. This is the Common Sense place, where we go off of common knowledge and common history and common sense. I'm going to react to, would it been worse if Trump was on Twitter during the midterms? Like, what would that look like? So I'm going to react to that. So Patrick, Bet, David, and the gang, Valuetainment, one of my favorite podcasts. And before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. Check us out. Go to promopalace.biz if you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or your service. And for you musicians out there, please note that Spotify has increased to 100,000 songs per day. That's a 66% increase from 60,000 to 100,000. That's 40,000 more songs, man. So if you're not doing marketing promotions, you're not standing out at all. You're just really doing it for a hobby, and that's it. You know, if you're trying to make money in this business, you got to put time and money into this business, you know. So let's get into it. We got Patrick, Bet, David, and the gang. See what they got to say.
If Trump was on Twitter the last 6 months, it would have made any difference on what happened last night?
No.
Any one of you? You're saying no.
I think it would have got worse.
Okay, Tyler's saying no. So all of you, you're saying no as well, or do you think he would have been able to influence some of it?
I don't know, but I would say this real quick. Maybe at the end of this, I could just pick my case on why I wouldn't write Donald Trump off yet. I think he's very much still the front runner to be the Republican nominee. We can talk about that a little bit. DeSantis was a big winner. He has presidential aspirations. I think it's obvious. But I have to say that one thing about Donald Trump is he's been written off many times and he always comes back. And when that Billy Bush tape came out and during the race with Hillary and the whole Republican establishment started abandoning their nominee and were urging him to get out of the race, who'd have thought he would have endured and survived and overcome that? So it's a very different day in politics today. My hope for President Trump, I have a bias, of course. I'm grateful for what he did for me. And I think he's really led our country
got the same haircut.
in a positive direction. I think it's part of this alignment.
Yeah, that Trump haircut going.
Latino voters and black men and all the rest joined the Republican Party. I think President Trump has reached out to a different voting block and group to try to broaden the Republican Party and recognize the demographic shifts in our country. I'd like to see him become more the uniter. And I don't know that he has that in him.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. You're Chicago. So Chicago, you know who's the greatest basketball player of all time.
You're
his
right.
picture is right there. Yep. Okay, Michael Jordan's the greatest basketball player of all time, right?
You believe that?
I do, and I had dinner with him once. It was fantastic.
So you put him as the cream of the crop.
Number one.
Is it fair to say we all believe the same thing?
He's
the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair
Michael
enough.
Jordan over LeBron James any 100%. Day of the week.
So let me ask
There's
you.
No Jordan deniers here, right?
Yeah. No Jordan.
But here's a question, though. Be Michael Jordan for a second, okay? The saying has been, he's the Jordan of dot, dot, dot. And that's been the case for 25 years, okay? That label, the name, if you were to say how many times people said he's the Jordan of
football,
dot, 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 the number's going to be in the billions. If we're
baseball.
Using it regularly, right? Brady doesn't have that. Nobody says Gretzky. Nobody says Willie Mays. Nobody says Babe Ruth. Nope. Everybody says the MJ, the Jordan.
Yeah, okay. He's a Michael Jordan
hip-hop.
Do you
think Jordan, deep down inside, is a little bit threatened about LeBron passing him up? You think Jordan, a little bit inside, is not happy about the fact that if LeBron passes 40,000 points, you know, if he wins one more chip, gets five, do you think the market's going to start saying, listen, man, I think that guy, do you think he's threatened by it at all?
No.
You're saying zero.
I'm saying no.
You're saying zero or no?
I'm saying he's not threatened.
Okay.
MJ has the number one mantle.
What would you say, Rod? What would you say?
I would say yes.
I would say
he's
yes.
He's incredibly
as well.
Competitive.
I think he's incredibly competitive,
yes.
Right? Like the comment about, hey, what do you think about this kid, Kobe Bryant, the way he's guarding you? Well, he stole all my moves. Like, that's still a dig, right? He stole all my
that's
moves.
That's what Trump that guy, says about DeSantis.
Right. So that's the part where, for me, you know, the comment he made, you know, Trump just made a comment. He said what? You know, the sanctimonious, right? He says Trump mocks Governor DeSantis as Ron the Sanctimonious at Pennsylvania rally.
This
How do you think Trump is feeling last night? Going to sleep. Not even going to sleep. He's up all night last night because Marjorie Greene, Carrie Lake, all these guys. He's making phone calls. He's doing speeches. He's doing all this stuff. How do you think he feels that no matter what he looks, what he reads, everyone's talking about DeSantis? Knowing him as a true competitor, that he has to come into a room and everybody stops for him, how do you think he feels knowing DeSantis is now the superstar of the right?
Like Michael Jordan and LeBron James, just like that. And Trump is a tremendous competitor, and the presidential race is a marathon, not a sprint. And yep. DeSantis looks really good right now. Trump didn't have the best possible night. On the other hand, some of his candidates still won. J.D. Vance won very well. I still think Carrie Lake is going to win in
Arizona.
By the way,
nobody thought that was going to be happening. J.D. Vance wasn't like it was going to be a slam dunk win.
And take a look. Yeah. He was outspent 4-1.
Yeah, exactly. So you still think Carrie Lake's going to win?
I do, and I still think put your money on Trump to be the Republican nominee. You can have a lot of candidates in that race. DeSantis is very compelling, but he's LeBron James to Michael to Trump's Michael Jordan among the Republican voters. And when you have a split vote like that, 35% of
analogy.
The loyal,
makes sense.
Diehard Trump voters are going to carry Trump to victory in most of those primaries.
By the way, if you're watching this podcast, we can fit 300 people here. We're going to do a live podcast with people being able to come here live. But we're going to do it when we cross 500,000 subs. If you're enjoying this format, the set, and what we're doing, give us a sub, click on the notification, and give us a thumbs up. Do you agree with Rod just said, Adam?
About
Trump being
about
the
Trump runner. And DeSantis, the fact that, you know, DeSantis is LeBron, Trump is Jordan, in this kind of an argument.
Clearly, Trump is threatened by DeSantis. Clearly, Trump views himself as, you know, the holy of all holies. To use the Michael Jordan LeBron analogy, right? The reason that I don't think LeBron will ever be on Michael Jordan's level is because at the end of the day, what do you judge people on? Championships. Bill Russell is one of the greatest players ever because he has 11 championships, okay? MJ was 6-0 in the finals. What's LeBron's record? Like, I don't even know if it's 500, to be honest with you.
4-5, 4-4.
Exactly. He's missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
So just on that basis, you have someone who's 6-0, has never lost in the finals, and you have someone who's obviously an amazing player, probably will go down as number two of all time, but is not even batting 500 in the finals. So to use the Trump analogy, Trump, I think, is more of a LeBron than an MJ because what's Trump's record over the last 8 years, 6 years?
1-1.
You want to say 1-1 in presidential elections.
Yeah, presidential elections.
But when it comes to midterms, he lost in 2018. He lost in 2020. And now he technically lost in 2022.
Toward your future looks bright hat, click over here and to watch.
All right, so do I think it would have had an effect? It would have had some kind of effect if Trump was on Twitter. Now, as far as an effect of Republicans winning, I don't know. But I do know it would have had effect of liberals and far left Democrats going batshit crazy if he was even on the platform. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've literally labeled this guy the worst president ever. But people don't even know their history. They fail to realize that the Rockefellers bought a president. I would kind of say that's got to be the worst president ever. The one that was literally bought by Rockefeller, Carnegie, Vanderbilt, I think J.P. Morgan around that time. You know, all of the guys that own all the monopolies in industry at that time literally bought William McKinley two terms, literally bought, like, you know, paid for him to become president and made Theodore Roosevelt vice president, and then it backfired on him because their president got assassinated and Theodore Roosevelt became president, and then started going after monopolies. And Theodore Roosevelt has always been my favorite president of all time, because I wouldn't be a self-employed businessman if it wasn't for Theodore Roosevelt going after monopolies. Somebody would own a monopoly on marketing and advertising as well. Somebody would own monopolies on every single business, because they had monopolies on every single business, you know. So there's that. Then there's Grant wasn't too great of a president. Ulysses S. Grant, even though I give him most of the credit for freeing the slaves and ending slavery, because he did all the real, you know, grunt work and all the real tough work, and that was winning the war. He was a great general, but he was not that great of a president. They only made him president because they knew that he would continue on with what Lincoln was trying to accomplish and the values and the morals and any kind of intentions that Lincoln had as president. You know, he was just like Lincoln Jr., but he was a drunk. You know, like, we've had a lot of terrible presidents. You know, Nixon was pretty terrible. You know, and that's the thing. Like, this idea that one person could do this job anyways is probably bogus. They probably don't put enough. Really, what I think the problem is with politicians is it isn't really just about the one politician. It's also about the team they bring in. Like, nobody's bringing in a dynasty. Nobody's bringing in a Golden State Warriors and New England Patriots dynasty, you know. You might have one cat at the top that looks like a great player, you know, like he can accomplish some things, but politically wise. But then they got to surround themselves around people. It is always like a give and a take with this politics of who they surround. Like, Biden, I guarantee Biden's first choice for vice president wasn't Kamala. That was all about politics. That was all about trying to win a specific vote, you know. And it's not genuine to me. It's not genuine when you just, you know, you bring on somebody that truly hates you. And Kamala literally called him a racist white supremacist, and then she's the vice president. Like, I can't, you could be my vice president when you've accused me for that, and it's not true. Well, for Biden's case, it might be true, but for me, it wouldn't be true. I couldn't just say, yeah, you know, that somebody gives me pressure, like, yeah, you got to make her vice president. Oh, hell no. Hell to the no. You know, it's not even genuine. You know what I'm saying? It's not genuine. If you don't have a vice president, you'll have people around you that totally align with your views and your morals and your beliefs and what you think will solve the issues. Because that's all we care about, is are you going to solve the issues? I could care less if a politician is a complete asshole, as long as he does a good job, he or she does a good job. That's all I care about. Are you doing a good job? I don't care about, are you an asshole? How do you speak to people? Because, you know, the best problem solvers in the world aren't necessarily these super nice guys. The best problem solvers in the world aren't necessarily just some super nice guys. You know? And sometimes solving problems requires you to be an asshole. It requires you to be an asshole to solve problems sometimes. So, you know, that's all I care about, solutions, man. I don't care about excuses, you know. I know it would have had an effect, though. It would have had a batshit crazy effect on liberals. I don't know if it had a effect on would people had won more in the midterms, because he was out there speaking on his people's behalf. And if I know anything, like, you know, the best engagement is face to face, actually being there. Same thing with music, music business. Why is touring their number one money maker? Because that is where they truly build fans. When fans can go there and get all emotional, just saw Snoop Dogg for the first time. Oh my gosh, this is the greatest moment of my life. Fortunately, I would just be like, yo, Snoop, what's good? Let's smoke something. I'll roll up one for you and I'll roll up one for me. For Shizzle. You know, because I've met celebrity hip hop artists before and I don't get groupie-fied behind them. When I meet celebrities, you know, they're just regular people. They're just more famous than me and they have more money. They're no different than me or you or anybody else. You know, they're just regular old people. They just have more fame and more money, man. But people, we put them on these groupie pedestals, you know. And don't get me wrong. When I went to the Joyner Lucas show for the first time, I'm a big fanatic of Joyner Lucas and I was watching his performance and I'm not going to lie, I zoned out on his performance. I was like, yeah, this cat is amazing. No hype man, nothing, just straight Joyner and just embracing the fans, you know. But, yeah, I don't know that it had any difference if he was just tweeting, like, constantly. And then again, it probably would have. I mean, if he's constantly tweeting. Because one thing I noticed about my YouTube podcast is I started recording content every single day and uploaded it until YouTube gave me a strike and put me in a corner for a week. But I'm still recording content every single day. And, you know, once I get unsuspended, I'm going to be uploading videos like, and I'm still going to be recording content every single day. The more content I record, the more views I'm getting out of these, the more likes, the more comments, the more subscribers, you know. So it couldn't hurt if he was constantly tweeting. I know that much. If Trump was on Twitter constantly tweeting, it couldn't hurt as far as the promotion aspect, the marketing aspect. Because, I mean, you got to constantly be seen in this oversaturated social media world. 100,000 songs a day on Spotify. Way more tweets than that daily. There's probably a million tweets a day, you know. Some people are tweeting like that, you know. And once I get my video channel monetized, you know, once I reach that point, then I'll be just constantly recording, you know, constantly. I mean, like, it'd be promote music processing orders. And if I'm not processing orders on promopals.biz, I'm going to be constantly recording content, you know. And that's another thing, like, you know, you got to get, like, it becomes a repetition after a while. You get used to it. You get comfortable with it. Things get so much easier. Yeah, like, so, you know, it is what it is. Would Trump have any effect if he was on Twitter? I would have to say yes, because he would, if he's constantly tweeting, I mean, people are constantly reacting, whether they're supporting or they're going batshit crazy. And that's the thing. In my lifetime, I don't know a president that they went batshit crazy over like this, except maybe like, maybe Clinton. They definitely was trying to take out Clinton. He was definitely a target of, we got to get this cat out. And Clinton was the first person I remember in my lifetime sending out a stimulus check. So there's that. Once again, I thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.